Though it may be a small incident, it does raise the issue of personal responsibility and respect towards others, what should and shouldn't be said in public. But it seems to me that it's also another example of religious sentiment being singled out, even privileged, because it's religious, not because any kind of wrong has been committed. And when procedure is sacrificed at the expense of what is increasingly viewed as political correctness, this is bad for a liberal society, and in this case, bad for Muslims living here. Being Muslim and British shouldn't need any undue protection. I would hope that most Muslims aren't living in a constant state of unsolvable insecurities, where any allusion to Islamic thought or culture is met with either defiance or distress. Being a person of faith shouldn't mean protection from normal banter, nor the appeal of the daily humour of human interaction. I'm not advocating that Muslims or anyone else should accept insults and even ridicule in society, but in everyday exchanges not intended to offend, the ability to see ourselves as others might see us is a sign of humility rather than a reason to call the authorities.